The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
In living color, indeed. We don't see much of Baghdad in living color because we only see what they kind of want us to see. It's too dangerous for reporters to take pictures of Baghdad. There's a new show out on the internet called Hometown Baghdad. I think it's terrific. It gives me a real feeling for things I don't see on our regular television here or reading our newspapers. It's by three middle-class, or perhaps upper-middle-class, three young men who live in Baghdad. We live in Iraq, trying to, well, just live. It isn't easy.
It's not cool when you're on a date and explosions happen.
It shows us the reality of war, something we don't usually see so close up, so intimate, so in our face. Our government doesn't allow us to see these pictures.
Today, my brother saw a man killed just at the end of the street.
One time, I was walking and I see an explosion and pieces of flesh, of human flesh, were flying everywhere. I saw a gut, human gut, on that lying on the electricity cable.
I saw two guys stop the car.
They told him to get out of the car.
Put his head down.
They asked him if he's Sunni or Shia.
And then they shot him in the head two times.
This is the kind of stuff the U.S. government doesn't allow us to see. It don't allow us to see everyday life. It don't allow us to see war. We can fight the war, but we can't handle watching the war, I guess.
Little things that I can do right now to help the Iraqi situation is to tape many things and deliver the truth. I'm about to go out, and by the way, I'm going to take the camera with me, and I'll try to be careful when taping and not saying anything in English, because that if anyone from the wrong guys hear me, they'd be like saying, kill me!
I grabbed the bag, and I made a hole in the bag, and put the camera inside the bag and hold the camera like this. So if someone look at me, I would think that just a normal bag. I was holding the camera and looking whenever I get the chance and try to shoot, but I could not, you know, shoot everything. Because even a guy with a bag could be suspicious. They come someone like, can I see your ID, or where are you from, or what you're doing over here? And if he finds out that you have a camera, the first thing that comes to his mind is that you're a spy and you're trying to shoot some footage for some people who are wanted or things like that. It's too dangerous in my neighborhood. Every minute you know that you expect death to come. There was a lot of burnt cars and there was garbage. The biggest amount of garbage that I've ever seen in my life. Like, whole street filled with garbage because no one can get in the neighborhood, even the cleaners, the workers, you know.
This is stuff that perhaps and probably you never would have seen before the internet, something that was almost impossible to really grasp.
Unless you were there.
He's a young man, carrying cameras and filming their everyday life, or lack thereof of life, that is to say. It's remarkable to follow them around, it's remarkable to get to know them. It's like knowing a neighbor. They're used to death, they're used to blood, they're used to the war that we brought upon them. Called Hometown Baghdad. Go to Google or YouTube, look for it, watch it. They're quick. You get to see how people live in Baghdad, especially from the eyes of young men. Three of them, all speaking English. Very intimate. You'll see why these young men fear Americans. After all, this is our war. We brought this war to them. So watch Hometown Baghdad. From our hometown to their hometown. It's quite a riveting way to see the war. A new way to see the war from the eyes of people who are living there every single day. The good news about Hometown Baghdad that you can't see on our own news is that...
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
The last angry man saying, Hometown Baghdad, bravo. For the podcast Capital World, good night.